Both Feet in the Grave by Janine Frost. Narrated by Will Watt. Chapter 1. Author's Note. As I did with the other half of the grave, I updated the technology to today's time because I didn't want to confuse readers by not mentioning technology that is commonplace now. Also, once again, there are slight changes in both context and dialogue, since couples can have two different versions of the same incident. Thus, this is Bones's version of what was said and done, and he'll swear that it's the right one. Janine Frost.
"I hope this won't be engraved on my headstone," said the man sitting next to Bones. "But you haven't breathed this whole time. Care to tell me how you do that?"
Bones had been ignoring the bloke, as he'd ignored everyone else in this hole-in-the-wall bar. But at that, his gaze lasered onto him. Caucasian, late 20s, amber-coloured hair, glasses, and a steadfast gaze despite his newly accelerated heartbeat.
"Brave," Bones added to his list. "Perceptive, too."
Bones rarely pretended to breathe in public, and most people never noticed, especially at a bar. Still, Bones wasn't about to admit to being a vampire, so he gave a derisive grunt.
"You've had too much to drink, mate."
"Oh, you're English?" the man continued in that same conversational tone.
"So is my blind date, if she ever shows up. She's an hour late, so I've probably been stood up, but just in case, I've only been drinking club soda."
The man hefted his glass in punctuation. Annoyance filled Bones. Figures he'd sit next to the only sober, observant person in a bar filled with the drunk and the oblivious. At least this was a problem he could easily fix. Bones leaned forward and crooked his finger, inviting the man to come closer. After a moment's hesitation, he did. Bones released the power in his gaze. Two thin emerald beams hit the man right in his widening eyes, with their heads so close together no one else noticed.
"You've seen nothing," Bones said, in a newly resonant voice. "Now, mind your business."
The man blinked, and Bones shuttered his gaze and leaned back. Now he could resume waiting for his client to show up.
"Was that supposed to do something?" the man asked with another blink.
"Aside from looking scary and cool, I mean." Bones's gaze swung back to him in disbelief. He was one of the few humans with natural immunity to vampire mind control.
"Yes, it's supposed to do something," Bones snapped. Then his gaze narrowed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?